Hey everybody, welcome to Angel Answers, and it's the new year. Today is January 3rd, 2024. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
I'm
Happy
Drake.
New Year!
Yes, the angels. That was Mary Hernandez and Liz's sister, and Peg Jones will join us later. DC is off tonight. Kat is off tonight. But we have a lineup, and we have a good show, and so I'll be your co-host, and I will just go ahead and talk about our other shows, too. But first, I'm going to read the bios of DC Love and Peg. So Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality, too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. That book is great. We all have it. And I just lost my picture. How does it do that? Okay, here it is, back again. And so, anyway, her book is really wonderful, so I really recommend it on Amazon, Daily Angelical Whispers. And so let's move to DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages of divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in Spirit Dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook and DC Love. All right, so those are the bios there. So I want to just go ahead and talk about our shows, too. We have several shows for the Sacred Embers group, and the Sacred Embers group is on Facebook, and it the website is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com. That's what it's showing right now, and you can find the website there with all of our bios in there and pictures, and Lynn Bleasdale, she made this whole thing up. It's a beautiful, beautiful website of all of us, and it shows everything that we do, how to get a hold of us if you want to get a reading, etc. So check it out. That's on Sacred Embers group in on Facebook. Okay, so we start off on Sunday, which is Lynn Bleasdale's show, and she heads that, and it's called Enter the Light. It's at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and her co-hosts are Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, Hawk D'Onfrio, and Marianne Adams. It's a lovely show. I never miss it when it's on. And then Monday is Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's on at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's another wonderful show all about healing. They talk about healing modalities and their experiences with healing and all kinds of different subjects. It's really remarkable. Tuesday is Mary Hernandez, a show called We Are One. That's at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. She has it every other week, and she has it on Instagram Live, and you get to see her with her guest. It's such a good show. My goodness. Congratulations, Mary, on your new show. That is, it's just such a wonderful show, and she talks about spirituality, and she does it so beautifully. Her words are just amazing, as you know, because she's on this show here, and then she has wonderful guests every time. So I highly recommend it. Then there's Lighthouse with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They're on every so often, and they let us know, you know, and so whenever they're on, we'll let you know. There are another great show with their amazing talents and healing attributes, which they all are healers and amazing psychics. So then we're Wednesday, Angel Answers, and here we are tonight. And so then I will just go ahead and tell you a little bit about myself. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram right now, and I share my poems. That's what I love to do is our work with poetry, and I'm working with musicians and working on songs. That's what I want to do. in the future and anything else that my poems could be used for. I put them out there in the world on these social, on this social media platforms, and just share them out there. And so anyone and my friends on Facebook seem to tell me that it does help them some days. And so it's worth every bit to do that, you know? So anyway, and then I do projections. That's on my website, www.wefindourway.com. That's always a work in order there. It's something that I love to do. It's another focal point that I enjoy doing. And then I just give readings, and I've been doing readings lately. It's been so much fun, and working with some older clients that I've had many years ago, and so it's been fun to reconnect with them. And so, yeah, that's mostly what I do. Yeah, pretty much. I think I'll just leave it right there and go right over to the lovely and very talented Mary Hernandez. Mary?
Hi. Wow, thank you.
Hey.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jen. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree, yes, that everyone enjoys your poems. So those of you that do not follow Jen Drake-Bakke, it's amazing. Her poems are very uplifting and resonate a lot with a lot of people. And, of course,
thank
I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, mm-hmm. and a psychic medium, a Reiki master, a trance healer, ordained minister, and a numerologist. And I connect with spirit both intuitively, and I also receive channeled messages both from your higher self or ascended masters and or guides or from passed on loved ones in spirit. I also use, obviously, I love my tarot cards and oracle card decks. I am also a candle creator, and I create Mother Mary healing candles. I also create Reiki-infused healing candles and different scents. I believe I have like 8 in total scents, including my healing candles. And yeah, so I just have to say that I've been so fortunate to become a part of, I know you guys know that I became a member of, you know, Awakening of Light Energy Center here in Dublin, Ohio. And it's been so magical, the community that Dan and Barb are putting together. You know, it's just so beautiful, the people that go in there, and it's just like, it's just family. It feels like family. It feels like home, you know. So it's just, I'm so elated to be a part of ALEC, you know, and that's what we call it, ALEC, as in cat, for short, for Awakening Light Energy Center. And it's just been so beautiful. And yesterday I actually played my crystal singing bowls, which I got a 7 chakra, and it was just so beautiful. It was my first time, and I knew it was going to be channeled because, you know, like I was getting messages that, you know, just don't worry about it, just do it. And I did it. It was just so unbelievable, and there were channeled messages, channeled healings that came through, and it's just so magical, you know, to be of service, you know, with spirit, our guides, the ascended masters that I work with, and it's just so beautiful, and I'm just so grateful to ALEC and all the members there at the, you know, at the Healing Center, and of course, I know you guys have heard me talk about them. It's the EE system, you know, and I'll post something about it, but it's just so amazing, you know, what it is and what they do and how it helps us. You know, I know a lot of times I go in there with like a little sniffle or cold, and I come out like a new person. My sleep has been better. You know, there's just like my connection to spirit when I'm in there, I just go out of body. You know, when I go into meditation there, and the healings are unbelievable in there. I mean, it's just out of, I'm just grateful. That's all I have to say. And with that, I want to talk about a little bit about, you know, the energy of this month, which I was listening to Lee Harris really quickly before the show, because I've been so busy today. And he mentioned that January is a month of lots of movement, right? Reorganization, like our energy, reorganizing our energy. It's going into fast alignment and clearing up and tying up loose ends, right? So anything that needs clearing. So things that we need to remove that are no longer in alignment with us or our path. That includes people, places, or things, right? And that goes with the year number 8 in numerology, right? That's the year we're going through. And it's basically coming back into your power and reclaiming your personal power over anything or anyone that's caused you to feel disempowered in some way, shape, or form. And it's releasing fear or belief and to assert yourself. And it also represents, 8 represents the infinity symbol, which we know as well, and it represents money and manifestation. So again, you know, getting your finances in order, and this year is going to be about abundance, really, you know, coming into everything. And this is from me, this is what I'm getting, you know. And then it's also about trusting. Lee mentioned that, and a lot, I've been getting a lot of codes. And I'm able to hear spirit now come in, like you and I talking. So they've been talking to me, and I've been getting like words here and there. And one of them in Spanish was faith, to have faith, right? So we're being asked, and you know, everything I get, it's for me to share. It's not for me to keep it. So what we're getting is that we need to have faith. And trust what's happening. It's for our highest good. Like everything, there's revelations. This year is a year of revelations. And I did see that. And I've been seeing like things that are happening that will happen in the future as well. And, you know, it's just so amazing. It's going to be, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be all cherries and hearts and everything, but, you know, it's just have faith that everything is happening for our highest good. And that was a big thing because, you know, I did get that and myself. And then listening to Lee, he mentioned from the Z's that he channels that, you know, they said for us to trust. And also who, another one that came in, who and what you can trust. So that's also coming into fruition. You know, it's shifting your inner identity, like knowing, listening more to your inner body, right? When you're around people, like they make you feel good, you know, and things like that, like listening more to your intuition and trusting that as well. So I love that part, you know, because sometimes we know it is just, you know, when we know, right, what's good for us. And then another one is coming back to ourselves. And he mentioned, which I didn't finish listening, is rise of the light worker this month, right, this year, 2024, is the rise of the light workers. We're all light workers because we love working with and coming together. And that's why I love Alex so much, because it's about spreading love. That's what we're doing, coming in together and helping others and inspire others to be that everyone is a healer and everyone can heal themselves, right? Some of us need a little help, a little push, a little direction, but we're all healers. You know, it's just we need to know what we think about, be careful with our thoughts. That's what the guides are telling me. And, you know, obviously this is like happening like a channel right now because it just keeps going. But I just wanted to say that, you know, our thoughts really manifest everything. So just, you know, think about what you're putting into the universe with your thoughts, because our thoughts become things. The more in line with where you want to go, your thoughts are, the more in line you're going to be, and the people that are coming to you are going to be in that alignment that you're in. So, you know, again, the more love you put out, the more love is going to come back to you, and the more people that have that same vibration is the people that you're going to manifest into existence. So, and I'll leave it at that because you guys know that I can talk on forever, but I wanted to say that if you wanted to book a reading with me, you can visit my website at www.theangelwithin.com, and that's spelled T-H-E-E. AngelWithin.com or via email at MaryHernandez5252@gmail.com, or you can find me at Alec, which is in Dublin, Ohio, and it's called Awakening Light Energy Center. And I have my own little fairy room where I'm doing my healings. I have a massage table where people lay down. It's official. It's beautiful. It's got fairy lights. It's just magical, that place. I just love it.
I bet.
And the healing bowls were just amazing. I mean, and again, I'll switch it over to Liz, but I mean, Liz has been an inspiration with a bowls with me too, because she taught me that it helped people with Alzheimer's. My mom had Alzheimer's, and I had her listen to Liz a couple of times, and she loved it. And mom wasn't verbal, but she just got so lit up. And that's just so beautiful, Liz, what you did throughout COVID and continue doing for people. So I love you for that. And I'll switch it over to you, Liz.
Well, thank you, Mary. You're welcome. Wonderful to have you to connect with, because you know, when you get confirmation that it is helping people, it's always helpful. And that was one magic thing during COVID, that a lot of people did reach out to me and say, you know, thank you so much. A lot of nurses and you know, people in the healthcare profession that were just, you know, inundated with work and overwhelmed. And they'd say, I look so forward to this every week. Like, you don't know how good this feels. I need it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. Like, you know, that I had no idea the impact or the outreach it would have when I decided to, you know, just listen to my gut and it said, you need to do something. And I said, okay. And I didn't know anything about what I was doing. I just hit record and said, let's see what happens. So, it's just amazing. And it's, you know, it's led me down an incredible, you know, different path that I didn't think I was going on, but here we are. And it's been wonderful. I love it. I love what it does. And actually, it's funny. I don't remember if it was you or Jan talking about, you know, more and more people awakening, and this is the time. Today at work, I met a woman who, there's another spiritual center here in Windsor. Windsor is a tiny little town of maybe 6,000 people, okay? And there's two spiritual centers here. And the other one is actually across from the monastery. There's a small monastery that's been here since I was a kid. They're nuns that run this other spiritual center. So I met one of them today. And funny, because they've never been here. I've never been there. And we're probably 5 miles apart. But, you know, when you have things like this, you're busy. Like, you don't get to go to other things because you're holding things. So it's kind of different. But anyway, so we talked today, and just, you know, she said something. She says, you know, we are, how did she say it? As you were doing your introduction, I thought, I'm going to change mine, and I'm going to use that term she used today. It was, we are spiritual beacons. We're directors. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're here to do. The people find us, and we're just here to direct them. We don't have all the answers, but we know a lot of people that have all kinds of different things they can tell you about. So we're just the spiritual guide to get people where they need to be, you know? And I think people find us because of our vibration, right? We attract people that are the same frequency that we are. So, you know, the people that are naturally drawn to you are the people that need to find you and need to find the things that you're sharing. So it was very neat. But And her name is Liz, too. So we're going to keep in contact.
Oh, that's awesome.
And try to do some of each other's things. Yeah.
She's one of the nuns in that monastery?
Yeah.
That is
Isn't
so
that crazy?
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful, Liz.
Yeah. I've met the other. So there, it's very small. I think there's three. Well, now there's three sisters that are there in that one. Because there's also... There's Benedictine nuns that are still across the street in the monastery. but they're both connected with the Catholic Church. It's kind of confusing, but yeah, but it's so neat that we're right here. And they have a very beautiful place. A few of the women that come here to my classes or have taught classes here with me, they go to the spiritual center to things they've held. And they have actually, like, out in their lawn area, they have a medicine wheel that someone came and did all with like stones and things, and I hear it's just absolutely beautiful. And then there's a carved one wall in one of their buildings has like this whole huge carved wheel on it as well. So I've seen pictures of that. So it's a pretty neat place. Yeah, so
that's cool.
Yeah. Kind of neat. So I guess I'll introduce myself. I'm Liz Sister. I'm an intuitive and an empath, obviously. I am a Reiki practitioner, a spiritual guide, I guess would be my new term, a radio show host, and a oracle card deck creator. And I also own a holistic center in upstate New York called River Maidens, and I'm also a certified sound healer as of last year. And every Tuesday night, you can find me on our Facebook page at 7 p.m. Eastern. I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation for an hour after we're done yakking. It seems like it gets later and later every week that we're talking in the beginning, but it's always good things that come up, you know, just like the show. So you can find us at River Maven 77 on Facebook. And funny, Mary, that you brought up the energy, because I have this thing to share about January's energy, you know, momentum. I'm like, what do I want to say? Planetary energy.
So
January 1st, of course, was the end of Mercury retrograde. Hallelujah. So Mercury stationing direct helps us to get back into a calm state, into, you know, less confusion and fogginess, no more electronic interruptions. But on January 11th is the Capricorn new moon. And, you know, I love numbers, 111. But it says it's time to set intentions for the year ahead. Intentions set under this new moon will have longevity. Also a good time to think about creating more grounded structure in your life. So, you know, just planting your feet, making sure that your foundation's solid, and then make those plans you want to do. And then I won't read all the things, but, yeah, a lot of stuff. This is going to be, what'd she say? January brings some great forward-moving momentum, but we may have to wait till the end of the month to really feel it building. And you know what? I'll share her post on the Sacred Embers page so that people can read it. And I brought Peg's book today to read her message, and it's short, so I will share it. So this is from her book that you mentioned in the beginning, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. And so for January 3rd, it says, a new year is here, and we will enjoy each day. Rejoice in the newness that is here. Each new step is taken to the call we hear from the universe. Ask the angels for help and know that they will respond. And the journal exercise is, what goals do you have for this next year? Think about it and journal about it. So it's a great time, you know, of course, to set your intentions to, you know, make plans for what you want to do. It's, you know, I led a meditation actually for a church here on Sunday for New Year's Eve. And it was all about, you know, reflecting on the things that you have done in the past year. And then, you know, think about what you really want in the new year. And it was really nice. I can share that also on the Sacred Embers page because it's recorded for anyone that wants to try that out. So you know, those are things that we do this time of year. And it doesn't always have to be right on the first, right? There's a lot of factors that go into things. We're wrapping things up. So we have all that going on. But I brought my crystal pyramid to get us all connected this evening in the energy.
Cool.
I know we all love that, and it's been a few weeks since mm-hmm. we've been together.
No.
Yeah.
So let's take a couple deep breaths in through our nose. I like to take the first one, filling up, and just sigh it out. All the up and muck of the day, the tension. And then take another deep breath in and let it out. And on your last breath, on your exhale, go nice and slow and steady. And just focus in on the sound. All right.
It's hard to come back after that one.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that pyramid.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's amazing. It's funny because my dog was out in the living room going bananas. Usually I shut the door, but it's just her and I here, so I'm like, why don't we leave the door open? Well, does she start? So as soon as I unmute my phone to talk, she's crazy all over the floor rolling around. And I'm like, come on. And I hit that pyramid, and she stopped. I'm like,
yeah. I felt it in my third eye.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is magical. And
yes.
I'll tell you, you know, you think you're open now, Mary, but when you start playing and really just, like, relaxing into playing the music, you'll be gone. Like,
yeah, I felt it. It
was bold. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks before Christmas, when I was doing bowl, I'm like, after we, you know, I'd shut off the live feed, and I'd be done with the people that were here, and I'd say, oh my gosh, I'm like, there was a couple times I was not here, like I had left.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I have this moment of consciousness where I was like, oh wait, where? What am I doing? Hold on.
Oh man, that's beautiful.
It's so nice because you really do relax. You know, it's one of those things that you can't ignore it. You're gonna hear it. It's gonna take over your thoughts. So, you know, people that struggle to meditate, sound meditation is a great way to start. You always have something to come back to, and the sound really it starts to take over your body and your mind where you can't. You can't think about what you want to because you're just so drawn to the sound naturally. So, so that is that.
That is beautiful.
So I will send it back to Jan, I'm sure, for a couple poems, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I listened to your show last night, Liz, and it was really amazing again. And I really liked the I think it was in the beginning, and it's, what are they? They're like, it sounds like the things that you hang outside.
Chimes.
Yeah, the chimes.
The chimes.
I love the chimes. I'm so into chimes because we get chimes. I know this is going to sound crazy to people, but sorry. This is what it is. We get a lot of chimes, and I get a lot of them in the house. They just sound off, you know. It's not... not the TV, it's just from spirit. And I resonate with it, you know, and that's what it sounds like. It's just beautiful. Oh, just beautiful.
I love them. They're called Koshi chimes. I brought them on the show when I first got them. And there's four of them. They're each one is a different element. So one is water, one is earth, one is air, one is fire. I feel like I talk enough in the beginning of both so that I don't say what each one is, but they're inside there. It's like this metal round disc, and there's all these different like pins inside of it, and each pin is like a different note. So it the time is like it goes around and hits these pins and sounds different with each one. So each one where it's only one time is actually a bunch of times. It's kind of interesting, the design of it. But they are beautiful.
Oh, wow. They are. And with this one tonight, the Crystal Pyramid, I saw a deer in the snow. And I think I may have seen that before. So I'm seeing it again. So I'm going to keep track of that, a deer in the snow. Mm. So, you know, one never knows what that could. Deer is all about intuition and protection and things like that. So, but yeah, that was really nice to hear that again too. So I'll just go ahead and get going on these. And I have quite a few, but some of them are really short, so it should go by fast. This is a New Year's poem. It's not a new one. It's called More, and it goes, more kindness, more laughter, more joy, more peace, more here and now and ever after, more love, more good health, more creativity, more dancing, more wealth, more understanding, more compassion, more patience, more fashion, more trust, more forgiving, more pink in the black and white, more balanced living, more heartbeats, more breaths taken, more smiles, more friendships not forsaken. And this one said, my body to groove, dance. I just want to dance to feel my body move to the music and take a chance for my body to groove. And this is called Divine Resonance. With unconditional patience, divine resonance. I wait, I see, I feel, I tell from the fire within, from birth, that connects heaven to earth. The dragon holds a story for each. I surrender to what it will teach with God's presence, divine resonance. And this says, in every positive and peaceful attitude, there is a miracle being formed and ready to be received. And in those split seconds of total freedom, we remember eternity. And this says, the only absolute that I could ever feel is that God is love, and love multiplies in every dimension and in every direction. And this says, may you always find the sun. May you always feel its warm rays. May you be blessed until your day is done. May your life be filled with joyous, wondrous ways. And this one says, universal wings. Make good today from your broken of yesterday. Hug the universe, and it will hug you back. Fly with your universal wings and carry eternity. And this is called New Days. Happy New Year. New attitudes, new days, new health, new ways, new you, new me, new is free, new for all of us so dear. Happy New Year. And this one I shared last time, it's called Change the World Together. With our words, our smiles, our dancing, our styles, with our kindness, our time to one another, our peace to our sister and brother, with our solidarity, our hopes and dreams, with agreeing to disagree, with our inspirational memes, with our gentleness, our passionate expressions, making waves in many dimensions, touching hearts in your chosen endeavor, laughing, praying, singing. So maybe we are changing the world better together forever. And this says, French kissing, equal wage, when sweet overrides hate, and French kissing is never too late, when love was the original disposition, which is always a healthy prescription, when glorious women never age, and glorious men are next to them equal wage. And this is called the 5D hospitality. In the midst of this creation, God gives us determination to contemplate our reality. As we continually are adjusting in this infinity, the personality of duality has been commonality until now. And this goes, peace vibes, stop the chaos, be the peace, send the world calm vibes for joy to increase. And butterfly wings, her gaze, her lips are sensitive as butterfly wings, as powerful as the wind sings. She won't understand those things. She won't misunderstand those things. She's alive and will thrive. And this says, can we meet in a place where there are no scars for you and no scars for me? It's gentle and fiercely beautiful there, this I dare. And it says, I kissed your eyes with butterflies. while we are flying free, chasing eternity. And this says, drink each other's colors. I'll meet you there so we can drink each other's colors and dance with majestic ecstasy. And this is New Year 2024, bridging, overlapping, and blending, tolerance, kindness, and mending, hope for the future and of our new year, for you, for me, and to all who are far and near. And almost done. This is touch the sky, angels. Some days are for just flying away, to get away from the mucky muck, to get unstuck, to touch luck, to get away from confusion and sorrow and betrayals, to begin anew, to refresh, to touch the angels, to uplift and move forward, to break through the veil and fly. Shall we touch the sky? And this is flying on clouds. The spark she has ignites, and love is a fire stream. Her mind opens to newer journeys. She's a psychedelic dream. And this is blue breezes. Be bold and reach for our destiny. Let our hearts touch the sky. Allow divine timing to breeze us through. Surrender. Let go. Fly. And that's that. There you go.
Wow, those are so beautiful.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
That was funny, Liz. That's just a couple. Yeah, she has a whole bunch.
I know.
They're always beautiful. Like, we're ever going to say
they are.
Time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know I did too. I did so many tonight.
No, that was perfect. But you said it. They were short, though. It wasn't like they were long and had a lot. You know, they were just like, you know, some of them were sweet, short and sweet.
Little,
but to the point.
Little, thank you. Little snippets.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think if you've pulled that many, it's because Spirit told you to, and you're supposed to read them. They all are important.
That's a good way of, thank you. That's a good way of looking at it. That's right, though, too.
All right. All right. Well, are we ready to pick up some callers, ladies?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can't wait.
All right. Well, here we go. Area code 205, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, ladies. Happy New Year. Yes, my first name is Patricia. And I just would like to know what you ladies pick up for me in the next couple of months that Spirit specifically would like me to know.
Sure.
That's very important. Yes. I have a lot going on, so I couldn't decide on what to pick. So just whatever is necessary for me to know.
All right. So I'm Patricia, this is Jan, and I'm getting a parrot right away. The parrot.
Hi, Jan. Thank you.
Hi. I'm seeing this parrot on the limb. So let's just get right over there and see what the parrot has to say to you. Parrots are really interesting. They're colorful. And it says, be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent and stay clear of gossip. And, you know, that's funny. I was thinking about gossip today. It came in really strong in my mind, the word gossip just in itself. And here it is again. All right. And it would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. Be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you some ideas for new growth or a new direction for yourself. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing, as now is the perfect time to act on it. You're easygoing, have a good temperament, get along with just about everyone. You're very tactful and diplomatic and a good mediator. When you walk into the room, you have the effect of brightening things up. You work with color and light as a means of healing others. And you're an excellent vocal mimic, so good that you can fool people quite often. that's what the parrot, that's the message the parrot is giving you. And how do you feel about that? Does that resonate with you, any of that?
Yeah, definitely the gossip, because I have been doing a little gossip and a little bit more than than often, a little bit more, yeah. So that definitely resonated with everything, really, pretty much everything that you said, because I am more of a mediator when it comes to things. Everybody tend to bring things to me, especially in the family, to work it out. So, and also friends.
Yeah.
So yes, it definitely resonates. Thank you.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad. And the one thing that's standing out for me it is funny, that word gossip did stand out for me today in this. So that's funny. But the lightness of spirit that you have, and also colors, bright.
Yes.
It just feels like bright colors could go with you right now really well. And also the lightness of spirit that you bring to others is what I'm really getting for you. And so you are the mediator. So keep up that good work. That's really neat that you do that. And it's so helpful for others. So, I'm getting lightness of spirit. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to just pass you right over to Liz or Mary.
Okay. Hi, Patricia. That was beautiful, Jan. Hi.
Thank you.
So I got two cards for you, and one of them fell out. So the postcard from Spirit that I got for you says, isn't it amazing how things seem to come around full circle in ways you could not possibly have planned? You wonder how a dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you're really ready. You thought it was time back then, but your wisdom knows better than your small self, whose desires are unmet. Now here you are with a new opportunity to do things from a different, more mature perspective. We want you to trust that in this new opportunity for rebirth, you will be called in two directions. The one that is unfamiliar will be the right one. In the unknown spaces, the uncharted places of infinite potential, we are waiting to guide you into your fullest life. Big bounty will come if you remain in the present. You have come full circle, and now you can see that everything changes, is made new, and is given new hope, leading you always. Live your dreams. Wow, that's so beautiful. So live your dreams, you know, and sometimes I love this card because, you know, that's what I'm being pulled to now. Like I was talking in the beginning of this show with the crystal singing bowls. I mean, you know, it's just been a calling, and it kept appearing and appearing and appearing, and that spirit guiding you. You know, this is the pathway you should go, you know, so just listening to that, those little nudges that spirit gives you, Patricia, you know, because I know with the crystal singing bowls, it was like all the time I was getting it, and I was like, okay, I got it, and it was just fabulous, so I have to say. So, you know, just take on those, and that's something that I wouldn't have gone towards, right? Because I'm doing so many things already, but that's, I do healing, and so does, you know, everyone here, and Liz is also a Reiki healer, you know, that goes in tune with healing. You know, the crystal singing bowls, because we're all water. Most of our body is made up of water, so water reacts to frequency, and you know we're able to heal with that. So anyway, so I just wanted to make that point that sometimes, you know, spirit will take us to a direction that we don't know, and just to trust it, trust what you're receiving. And then the other card that fell out for you that jumped out of the card of the soul's journey is health. And it says, I will honor the physical vessel that enshrines my soul. So, you know, right now we're being asked to, you know, take care of ourselves. You know, if we're tired, just take a nap. You know, there's a lot of energies, frequencies, and just learning to say, okay, I can't do that. No. And this is, you know, being channeled right now where it's coming through for you to, it's okay to say no. You know, if you're tired and someone's asking you to go somewhere or that you need to do something, just say, I can't do it right now. And it says, you could, your body is your temple and you are responsible for its care. You have chosen to incarnate in this physical dimension to learn certain lessons. And if you don't maintain the physical vessel that your soul has chosen, then you are sabotaging your own plan, why you really came here, you know, at this time. So they want you to, being a sensitive being that you are, which most of us are, just be conscious of your surroundings, because you can be drained by people, places, or things. Always make a ritual or a prayer of protection and cleansing before you work with a client, or just bring your mind back to your heart throughout the day to rejuvenate. You know, that's something that most light workers do. We do a protection prayer always, you know, and Archangel Michael is really good for that, Patricia, so I recommend that. And then the bottom of the deck came out, and I just wanted to point it out, loneliness. Just know that you're never alone, okay? So if you're feeling lonely, know that, you know, our angels are always with us, our guardian angels, our ascended masters, archangels, everyone, our passed on loved ones are with us. I know I feel my mom and dad always with me, especially, you know, when I really need them, I feel them. So I just wanted to leave you with that. And the color green is coming out for you a lot. So like the green of the heart chakra. So I hope that resonates with you, Patricia.
Yes, that was so beautiful. Just everything you've said, definitely. I'd like to thank Spirit. I'm very grateful for pointing out the loneliness. It just almost brought me to tears to know that, you know, it basically telling me, you know, we're here. You know, we're always here, and I know that. And just you telling me that is just confirmation. So thank you so much for such a beautiful reading. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Patricia. And they're saying that you're going to start finding feathers. They're showing me feathers and pennies from heaven, and they're going to start, like you're going to feel energy, like a touch, which feels like tingly. So that way you know they're around. Chills from head to toe.
Yes, I get the chills. And I've been getting messages in my dreams. So I've started getting messages in my dreams too. So, just confirmation. So very beautiful. And I'm very grateful.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Don't forget your dream journal, okay, Patricia? And you still have one more reading. I'm going to switch you over to Liz. And thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Patricia. It's Liz.
Hi,
beautiful reading from you and the other ladies already. But,
very beautiful.
I am using Kyle Gray's Raise Your Vibration deck this evening, and the first card I got for you was, let your inner fire warm you, not burn you. And this, to me, was, you know, you're changing, you're deciding, you're finally, you're stepping into your power, you're stepping into who you are as a person, and you're owning it and accepting it, and you're being unapologetic about it, which is what we're here to do, really. And sometimes it takes some of us longer than others to do that, and some never do it. So the fact that you are is amazing. And when we do that, not everyone's going to like us. And it's okay. And sometimes at first, some people don't like us, but then they kind of find their way back and find out, oh, they really did like us. So, you know, as you step into this and you, you know, own who you are and just say, you know, this is who I am, and I'm not going to put up with, you know, certain stuff anymore and all of that, don't have a a better than you attitude. Stay humble. You know, you're going to notice that people act differently towards you, and some of it might shock you, some of it may not. Just, you know, take it all in and just tell yourself, this has nothing to do with me. This is, you know, this is about them. And that's really the thing, because the way people treat you is a reflection of how they feel about themselves, right? So these people that are going to be kind of snarky or who does she think she is? It's because they're not brave enough to do this yet. They're not brave enough to step into their power and own it and just say, this is me. And, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to compromise. These are my standards. This is what I want. This is what I expect. They're just upset because they can't do it. They can do it. They're choosing not to. So just, you know, stay humble. Let people, you know, let people fall out of your life in the natural cycle that they may fall out of it. And just remain humble. You know, it's about using your discernment and listening to your intuition, you know. So it will, if they're meant to be in your life, they will come back around. And if they're not, that they were just part of your journey. And wish them well, you know. and, you know, that is what it is. It's, you know, nothing more, nothing less. So. And what will happen is the false people in situations will fall out of your vibration, and they'll no longer be part of it. You know, they'll be outside of that. You'll be in the vibration of good people surrounding you, which is what you want, and good things coming your way. So the next card, these two cards actually came out together. Clear your karma. So, you know, life, we've done things that we may not be proud of or that we are proud of, and now's our time for those things to just kind of cycle back through. Just breathe through them. You know, what comes your way, control your controllables. Don't get too upset about, you know, mishaps. They happen, right? We have ups and downs. They will pass.
Yes.
Just breathe and say, you know, it's okay. I'm going to get through this. And you know, because once we clear our karma, then we're okay. You know, we're set. So just let the universal law run its course. and the last card is, I am fulfilled by love. And I thought this was so powerful because Mary, you know, shared at the end of her message about you're never alone, and to, you know, the green in the heart chakra, and just come from a place of love, come from that space. So as you are owning your power and you're stepping into who you are, and you know, and people are begrudging you and what have you, just, again, wish them love and light. Wish them that they're able to find this wonderful space for themselves at some point in time. And just come from that space, because really, that's what we're meant to do. There's no point in holding on to anger or resentment or trying to people please. It's you know, we are who we are. If people can't accept it, well, sorry, not sorry. Like, that's, you know, it's not to be callous. I mean, it sounds callous, but it's not. Why have we had this thought? Whoever had this thought that we had to compromise who we are? Like, you know, mm-hmm. No one else has to live our life or walk our shoes, right? Mm-hmm. We do. So it shouldn't be up to anyone else. So just let things, you know, happen and do as they may. Control what you can control. What's out of your control, just, you know, wish it the best and hope the universe, you know, helps them or that situation on its way in the best way possible. And just know that you've done what you can, right? Just coming from that heart space and, you know, seeing the world as experiences, right? We get really attached to different people and different places and different situations. And, like, the reality is we don't have any control over any of those things that are outside of us. So if we do everything we can for us, for, you know, what we can do, then what comes in our pathway or shows up for us is what's meant for us. And we should be happy in knowing that the universe is delivering what we've been looking for and what we need, what will work for us. So, you know, and when we are able to accept that, you'll find that you're abundant in every area of your life. You know, anytime you need something and you think a problem's coming up, the solution will come right after it. Like, so, you know, just start focusing on you, Patricia, putting your your energy there, and, you know, making sure you're taking care of you, not, you know, wishing others ill will or, you know, worrying about why they aren't liking you or any of that stuff. Doesn't matter. You know, it's
absolutely.
All, as long as you're taking care of you, that's what's important. So,
absolutely. I totally agree. Yes, beautiful. All of you, just beautiful earth angels. I thank God for you. Tonight it was meant for me to call in. I haven't spoke to you ladies. I don't know. It was probably before the summer, maybe the summer of last year. So
yeah, I said, I think I see her number, and I said, but not since May.
Yeah. So to actually get you all today in the new year, it had to be meant because these messages are a blessing, and they are so beautiful and so heartfelt. It's just like my heart just flutters with so much love, so much gratefulness from you three, from you. And, you know, so, again, I'm just thankful for your platform and also just grateful for your messages. Again, beautiful earth angels. I love you. And I thank you. Blessings to you
oh,
all three.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Patricia.
Happy New Year.
Y'all
we
have
love
made
you
my
too.
Night.
My night.
I needed to hear the messages from spirit. So again, I just thank you, ladies. Thank you.
So much. You're welcome, Patricia.
Thank
what
you.
A great way for us to start our show tonight. we'll put you on hold, and maybe we can make someone else's night as well.
Yes, absolutely. But I would like to be on hold and continue to listen. Blessings,
right.
Ladies.
Blessings
to you.
Blessings
thank you for
you.
Calling in.
Thank you.
And thank you for your support. Oh, how nice when you
wow.
get to talk to someone that I mean, all
yeah.
of our callers are very appreciative, but it's nice
yeah.
when you get to connect with someone that just is so elated about their reading.
Yeah.
So, nice. All right. Well, Peg isn't here, is she?
No,
okay.
She's not here yet. I've been watching.
Okay. All right. So we ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Area code 925, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Teresa. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Teresa. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. So I'm wondering if I'll be able to retire on time, as I'm hoping to do.
Retire on time?
Yeah, I want to retire this year. I'll be a full retirement age this year, and I'm hoping to do that. I've just got to find something part-time.
After you retire, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. This is Jan, Teresa. So the very first thing that I got was the horse for you. So let's check that out. You know, they just come in and I see them right in my face. So they come in for a reason. And so we find out, let's see, what it's all about here and wonder why they are here. And What happened? Let's see. Oops. I'm missing the page. Oh, how weird. Okay. I know what the horse is, but I prefer to read about it. I like to read it. I have to get another book because it's not in that. Not getting it there. Horses all about freedom. That's the main thing about horse. They're freedom. They don't like people getting, you know, they will buck you if you get in their path. And they let's see. Personal power is also what they are. Expressing power. We feel our unique, brilliant, true flow, whether conveyed through our passions, creations, thought, actions, or voice. Personal power reminds us of who we are, remarkable and magnificent. Experience power often speaks softly. It teaches us about cooperation. Our hearts open, receptive, and welcoming. We can sometimes sense the depth of our power when we are still and observant. Also, horse is all about traveling. They like to travel, and they like to be independent. And they feel confident within themselves. They accept responsibility no matter what the circumstances are. But their personal power comes from how well we know and love ourselves. So, and also they want to travel. So I don't know if that relates to you at all, but that's what the horse was trying, you know, that's part of the message. And as far as that relates to the retirement, I'm getting totally about the part-time. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you are going to get the part-time work. So I was getting a light about the part-time stuff. So that could very well mean that you're going to retire in the near future. And I'm not sure when. It feels like it could be 6 to 8 months to me. Were you wanting to retire earlier than that?
If I had the money, I would.
Yeah.
You know. But I'll be a full retirement age in October.
Okay. So that's about, where are we in January? April, mm-hmm. May, June, July, August. That's 10 months. You know, I was getting 6 to 8 months. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you are going to retire this year. Uh-huh. And I do feel very strongly about the part-time work.
Okay.
So I think you're going to do well in that. I think you're going to have a nice little part-time job for
Good.
You. And so you can look forward to that.
Yes, very
yeah.
much so.
I say
Thank
yes.
you.
I say yes to it all. So there you go. And I'm just going to pass you right over to Mary.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mary.
Can you hear me?
Mary, are you
I
there?
I can. I can now.
Oh, okay. I was talking. I was like, hi, Theresa. How are you?
Sorry, Mary, I can't read lips.
Darn. I'm not on camera anyway. okay, so I got a big yes. I almost blurted it out as soon as, like, you called and asked because they were like, yes, of course. And I was like, okay, I'll just be quiet. But I wanted to pull a card for you because, you know, I was guided to. And similar to the previous caller, the first caller, you got not the same card, but something similar that I said to her. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good. Can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go for a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself some flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but is essential for your well-being. No. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain why. Just say no gently, but firmly, then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenish, and ready for more adventure. We love you so very much. In the back of the card, there's a beautiful hummingbird. So that's beautiful. And then for some reason, I was being told to pick out from the spirit messages of John Holland deck. And the card that fell out was a father's love. So I'm not sure if you have a father or father figure in heaven. But I'm chilled from head to toe, and it has a father's love for his, for the son or daughter never dies. The strength gained from such love is often unquantifiable in that it can be tapped into at any time for whatever reason. Whether your father is still here or has passed, a father's love is one of the strongest bonds any of us will ever experience. Which is true, because I mean, I'm deeply still connected to my dad. The picture shows a sunflower, which is significant to my dad and I. And there's, you know, it's a girl holding her dad's hand. So I don't know if that resonates with you or, but.
It very does. Much so.
Okay. So know that, you know, he's there with you. Like, wow, it's so beautiful, this card. I get this card sometimes when I go on this deck, and it's just like, you know, our dad's love or father figure's love, it's something that it's unforgettable, you know, and it's something that carries with you through like forever and ever. So, yeah, so he's there with you. And then the bottom of the deck, which I was asked to give to you too, I was looking at, was love. And it says, love is the foundation of your existence, and you're just as worthy of receiving as you are of giving love and compassion. So what I'm getting from this is like, you're a big giver. And it says, while love can be a beautiful emotion, it is equally a form of energy that propels you through life. So it's equal give and take, you know. So just letting you know that. But that's such a beautiful card with the sunflower. So I'm not sure if a sunflower is significant to you and your dad, or if you've seen sunflowers.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
But that's
beautiful.
But
the card resonates. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. And yes, you will retire.
Yay!
I needed to give you these messages because, you know, sometimes we need to say no, even though we want to say yes to something, but sometimes we need rest and we need to learn how to be comfortable with saying no. You know, and I think the first caller was the same thing too, you know, that I just said that, you know, channeled, but, you know, for you, it actually came out. So I'm going to switch you over to Liz now, Teresa, and thank you for calling.
Before you go, Mary, you gave your information too fast, and I was trying to write it down.
Oh. What information?
Your contact information.
Oh, my contact information is you can reach me at Mary Hernandez 5252 at gmail.com or my website is www.theangelwithin.com.
Okay.
And it's THEE.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. That's why I always have to say it, because I'm like, everyone thinks it's theangelwithin.com. It's not. It's the. Dad was specific. This was a channeled name for my business, from my dad. He was specific. It had to be the, not the.
Oh, V like victory.
No, the, T-H-E-E.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay. Yeah, I know, it's funny. All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So you can reach out to me, and I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Hi, Teresa, it's Liz.
Hi.
Liz. I agree with the other ladies that, yes, you were going to be able to retire. I immediately picked up on that you've been at your job a long time, right?
Yeah, I'm burnt out.
And I was going to say, and when you started, you liked it a lot, right? And things have changed, though, and now it's not. It's grating and draining, and it's not pleasant any longer.
Nope.
And you're kind of like counting the days.
Minutes and hours.
So I got three cards for you, and they kind of tell a story. So the first card is you are safe here. So obviously you know that this job you have, you're safe at. Like if you need to make it to retirement age, you're going to get there. Like they can't just get rid of you off the cuff, any weird stuff like that. And so sometimes there's, well, not sometimes, there's always like this part of us that we like safe. We like knowing that we're going to have that paycheck and that we're going to have that job and we don't have to worry. And when we're thinking about the unknown or stepping into the unknown, there's unknowns and we don't like that because we don't know what's going to happen. But the next card is I am supported on my path. And it has a dragonfly on it, which when Mary read the first card to you and said it had a hummingbird on the back, I was like, wow. Because hummingbirds and dragonflies, and then your next card has butterflies. They're usually all signs and symbols that spirit is around. So, you know, when you see these things in your day-to-day life and you're like, oh, hey, there's a dragonfly. Just know that that's somebody trying to connect with you, letting you know that they're there, present with you. So this card says, you know what? Yes, you're safe at that job, but you're not happy here. You're not where you want to be. It's not making your life pleasant. And whatever you want to do, we're going to help you. We're going to be there. We're going to make sure you get what you need. But don't be afraid.
Thank you.
I really feel like whatever it is you want to do, and I almost feel like you have a creative thing that you like doing that is just kind of a hobby. I feel like you craft something or make things or something you like doing like that, because I feel like that can be profitable for you. But anything you want to do, put out to the universe. You know, what type of work are you looking for when you want, you know, in order to retire? What kind of part-time work are you looking for? Put it out there. It's going to show up. There's no problem with that. And let's see, did I write anything else down about that?
That's the thing is I'm tripping over that. I don't really know what I want to do. I just know I'm burnt out and I need a break.
So now, with the new year, is a perfect time to kind of tap into your higher self, your intuition, and find out what it is, maybe. Do you meditate at all, Lisa?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So if you'd like, I shared in the Facebook page, the Sacred Embers page, the New Year's meditation that I guided the other day. That's a good one for planning. But you can find other ones, too. Or if you just are, if you're able to sit in silence or with the music and tap into yourself on your own, go ahead and do that, too. And see what comes up. You might be surprised at what spirit shows you for ideas. Like sometimes things we don't think of are viable opportunities to make a living.
I've been I've been coming up blank when I've been meditating, so that's been frustrating for me.
Okay. Are you? You might be trying too hard. Sometimes that's. Sometimes we, you know, we want an answer so badly that we block ourselves from getting anything.
Right.
So maybe try doing a meditation not looking for that. Just say, you know what, today I need to clear my mind for 15 minutes and I'm just going to relax and I'm not going to think about anything. I'm just going to, you know, clear everything out, really get myself reset. And then I bet surprisingly when you're trying to think about nothing, there will come your profound ideas.
Okay.
And pay attention to, like, as you're shopping or, you know, looking online or, you know, reading or whatever, things that keep popping up. Like, is there something
okay.
that keeps showing up repetitively? You know, what is that? Why do I keep seeing this? Do I know what it's about? Am I interested in it? Like, you know, just kind of feel yourself out. Because, this is going to be a new chapter for you, a new path. So you can kind of do whatever you want.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then your last card, I don't believe this pertains necessarily to the retirement, but it's a message you need to hear. And it says, forgiveness brings freedom. So immediately got whatever grudge you're holding on to, let it go.
Right.
You know, whether it's with the way things are or with other people, whatever it is, just, you know, listen, this is life, right? It's part of our experience. It's part of what was going to be on our path when we decided to come here. It's every experience, person, situation that we have is meant for us. They're not all meant to be positive, and they're not all meant to be forever.
Right.
So we just, sometimes we have to accept that, and we have to, you know, look at it for what it is. Was it something we needed to learn because we didn't know any better? You know, whatever the case may be. There's always something. But
I agree.
When we hold on to that anger and resentment and frustration with people or situations or whatever, really what you're doing, you're poisoning your and draining your own physical body. So you're making yourself sick internally. It's not worth holding on to.
Right.
Just say, you know what? That experience, I got what I needed from it, and I just have to let it go. you know, if it was a lesson, I know better next time. Right?
Agreed.
It is what it is. So let it go. Because you don't want to retire and be ill. Right? You
no,
retire
not at
and
all.
You can do things. So just, as they say, let that shit go and move on. You know, it's only holding you back. It's the other person or the situation that you're angry at, they're not being affected by your anger. Only you are. So why do that? Why give them even more power and let them poison you than they've already, you know, than they've already had?
Right.
So.
My resonated with each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're
all
welcome.
Right.
I love to hear that.
and
you know what? Teresa, give us a call back and let us know how things go. We'd love to hear you're retiring early and that you found your dream work.
I will. Thank you so much, all of you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
You continue to listen. And have a great night.
You as well. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Two good callers. What a way to kick off the new year.
Yes. I love it.
Beautiful.
That's
callers.
Cool. Do we have, okay, no Peg yet. Just checking.
No.
Okay. All right. This is looking what we have here. Okay. Are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Yes, why not?
All right. Keep them coming. Area code 630, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Do you have a question for us?
I don't know how specific or vague I'm able to be, but I'm looking for answers on, like, how to just move forward, I guess, mostly, like, financially.
Okay. Well, I think we can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jenna. This is Jan.
Hi.
Some bell.
I'm just writing, move forward financially. I'm just writing down your words here. While I see the polar bear, and the polar bear is in a little boat, and there he's asleep. So I don't know exactly what that means, but I was thinking maybe move forward financially. It's like it's going slow or something. That's what I was feeling. Let's see. Is that how it's going right now? Is it sort of going slowly a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. It feels kind of stagnant.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was being shown. So let's see what the bear says, though. So set clear boundaries and don't compromise, even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on what creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend some time in solitude. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing. Be gentle and show your love to those you're close to. To find answers to your question, go inside. Meditate and pray. Or do something that puts you in a calm mood and brings you to inside your spirit, whatever that may be for you. There's a need for physical or emotional healing. They're saying it again. Stay grounded no matter what. It's time to bring your dreams and plans to fruition. It's important to trust your instincts. Maybe time to come out and meet the world is what it's saying. And don't just wait for something to happen. Take action. It says you're assertive and confident and have a strong presence. You're a powerful healer, whether you focus on it or not. But it says you're a spiritual healer. And you need periods of reclusiveness, but you also need to come out too and do your work and have that creative spark. Winter is definitely a period to honor your need for quiet. But when the spring comes out, it's time to act on the opportunities before you. And you're very independent. Also very much of a survivor. So, it's going slow now, but I don't think it's going to stay there forever. Because it looks like the polar bear, when I was seeing the polar bear resting in the boat, in the water, was trying to wake up and it's slow now, but I think it's going to pick up in the future. But you're kind of in a slow period. But it's saying that you need to get out there, too, to get things going. Like, you know, don't wait on it. You need to go forward and put your foot out there and make things happen. Sort of move the whole thing, get it rolling kind of thing. And have you been doing that? Sort of trying to make a little change in the whole situation so that it changes,
Definitely. Yes. Trying to broaden my perspective and then just trying to just create, that space, because sometimes life is just so busy that it's hard to find that time to be quiet and connect, inward.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so helpful to do that.
And that will give you a lot of peace and serenity, and it'll give you ideas also on what to do. But I don't see this period forever for you. I think it's gonna step up. So it just feels like it's a period of time right now, and you're about to wake up and move, and it's gonna start moving. So I would just have faith in that and do exactly what you're doing, do the meditation and just have faith that things are going to start moving and put your foot out there also to start bringing it, to make it happen also. Just out of curiosity, were you looking for a different job by chance, or are you trying to just add things?
I think it's all, like, every single scenario, like, plays through my head,
yeah.
And I just feel like I, like, just try to, like, basically come up with a plan for any, like, A, B, C, D. If I do this, then, like, what would this look like? If I do this, then what would this, like, look like? Because I feel like just, like, either is it a new job? Is it, you know, moving on from my relationship? You know, like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know,
what,
like,
which is it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well,
to kind of get into a new space.
I think you're going to figure it out, because it just feels like to me that everything's like in slow-mo right now, but it's not going to be forever. And you're going to be coming out of stuff and moving into different things. Things are going to change. So just, you know, I'm getting a big have faith about this. That it's all, that things will change, and you're going to be okay. You're going to make it happen. You are going to make it happen. So it's slow now, but it's not going to be forever. So that's the main message I want to give you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And please call us back and let us know how it's going.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. I'm going to give you a ride over to Mary.
Hi, Jenna. Beautiful
Hi,
reading.
How are you?
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure if you had called in after the beginning of the show where I talked about, like, the January, the energy update for January and what's happening. So basically it's, were you on? Or not?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't. I meant to call in sooner and then got kind of held up.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to, there's a couple of things there that could apply to what you're talking about. So this is a month of lots of, reorganization. It's like an energy reorganization that we're organizing our thoughts, our tying up loose ends. There's endings for new beginnings. It's a year of strength and a year of purpose as well. And it's asking us to get enough rest in this month of January. So that's why some people feel stagnant, because nothing is moving forward. But it's because it's like we're being asked to rest. I know there were days that I was just like, I would sleep till 10 o'clock, because I needed to. And one thing that I reiterated was that I was getting to share with everyone was trusting, so I was getting it in Spanish, which is faith, and, it was just about trusting and having faith as well, and knowing and trusting your intuition, right, where don't have all those choices, just have one. And or ask your guides or angels to help you with your intuition. Like, which one can you help me? Because our guides won't step in because we have free will. So unless you ask them for help, just like the angels, they won't come in. Because it's boundaries, right? And then what I got for you was also, let's see. Okay, it's about slowing down. Okay, that's what I wrote. Okay, and then two cards fell out for you. This one is from the postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dear you, you are in such a good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance. In this moment, you have the power to make a choice to get with Spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going, but if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts right now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine, which is our masters or God source? Are you plugged in or are you trying to do life all by your small self? Get rid of any negative energy now. Resentments be gone. Forgiveness and love enter in your life. Please. You can do your life beautifully and create your most wonderful future right now and right here in this moment. Aren't you thrilled to know you have a huge cheering section over here in Spirit? Love and hugs always." And in the back, it says, "You are magical." So what I'm getting from that is that you can co-create with Spirit. The next card that I was asked to pull out was the Soul's Journey card from James Van Praagh, and the card Service came out. So it says, "I feel good when I can help others." So if you're in doubt of what it is that you need to do in life, I feel like it has to do with service to others, helping others, whether it's spiritually or, you know, healing or... it says, "One of the most evolved gifts that a soul possesses is giving of itself. There is a reason why it feels so good to give. It is because your soul resonates with that vibration. Your soul should be aware that it might currently be in a situation in which it needs to be fulfilled on higher levels, and this can only happen through the attribute of humbly serving and supporting others. Yourself in a position in which you can benefit another soul in any way possible and demonstrate unconditional love toward others. This might mean bringing yourself into your heart space and letting everything you involve yourself in come from an attitude of giving freely. You have to learn to direct your green heart light energy through all your thoughts, actions, and deeds. Look around and see where and how you can serve another. Perhaps one way you could be is asking a friend if they need help, either to in the office or run errands, maybe volunteer to watch a neighbor's kids for a parents' night out, make a meal for someone who might be sick, you know, things like that, or volunteer in a hospital or a hospice. But, you know, again, it's about serving others, and I feel that that may be your path, you know, and sometimes it's, I could say it may be difficult to accept, but it's such a fulfilling thing to do, you know, and it's not a job. It's something that I'm sure I can speak for everyone here on the show, the co-host and host, that it's so fulfilling. It's so great to help others, spiritually, mentally, physically, everything, healing-wise, and it's just so beautiful. So I'm going to leave you with that, Jenna, because I think that's just beautiful, and I hope that resonates with you.
It absolutely has. To be honest, when you said service to others, that's honestly like what's been calling me is like, I just feel like my life has been so busy that I think about it constantly, like, what can I, and I know it's like little things, but it's like, you know, sometimes I want to do larger things like, you know, volunteering at an organization or something like that. But I have, it's been on my mind a lot is how I can just kind of be more connected to community and serve others. So,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And I'm sure you're going to come into that community or build it yourself, because we're being asked in this moment of now, this year is about a sense of community working together as teams. Oh my gosh, and I'm getting so many flashes over here, but it's just coming together in the heart space again, you know, and helping one another. That's what this year is going to be all about service, about helping one another. And yeah, that's the main goal, and being like love, again, refocus on love. You know, what would love do? You know, like my mentor always said, what would love do? You know, so I'll leave you with that, Jenna, and I'll switch you over to
Thank
Liz,
you.
Which I'm sure she's like wanting to give you a reading.
Thank you all so much.
Hi, Jenna. This is Liz. Beautiful messages from the other ladies already. But I have three cards for you, and it's a nice reading. the first card is feeling fear is a call for love. And I immediately went to one of my first mentors that I followed was Gabby Bernstein. And she always says, if it scares you, do it. I'm like, what? because if you're being called to it and it makes you nervous and you're unsure, then that's what's meant for you. Ironically.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know for me, I had a lot of attachment. I had a lot of wrong attachment to money, right? I had, you know, my childhood conditioning, let's say, you know, my parents' beliefs and thoughts on money and saying, you know, we don't have enough money. That does things to you. You don't realize.
Yeah.
So, you know, this thought process that I had regarding money was, you know, I always thought we didn't have enough. And so guess what? We never had enough. I had to reframe my thoughts on abundance. And so I don't necessarily say money now. I say abundance, because money is one value, you know, one commodity, so to say. It's an energy exchange, right? So what I did in my community, because I have, you know, I offer a service that a lot of people think are cool, and a lot of the women in my area are stay-at-home moms. So they have one income, and they don't necessarily have money that's expendable to spend on my services. However, they're home all day, and they can make like a casserole to bring over to my house. So if I give them a service and they bring me a casserole that I can feed my family when I'm done providing that service, they've just saved me time, which is another commodity. and I've gotten dinner for my family, right? So I had to kind of reframe my thought. So when Mary was talking about building a community and being of service to others, you know, see how you can work with other people that you're, you know, in your friend group or, you know, however, whatever you've got going on. Because I now see abundance not as money, but as having everything I need when I need it. Because as long as I have what I need when I need it, I'm all good, right? Like, you know, I trade Reiki services with my mechanic. He comes for Reiki. Then I take my car to him and he, you know, fixes my brakes. Like, it works out. You know, you find a different way. And it helps everyone. Because here's the thing, money, we're only looking at that one commodity to use. Well, everybody has a shortage of money. And there are some people we can only pay with money. But, you know, think about what your time is worth, right? Time spent with your family, what is that worth? You know, so there's all kinds of ways you can reframe that. And so the next card that I got was healing myself heals my lineage. And as Mary was talking about winter time and, you know, needing to rest and kind of like, and Jan with the polar bear, really, I was thinking hibernation and all this. The tree on this card is all leafless. So it, you know, definitely showing winter again. But I went through an interesting experience last winter where I felt very sedentary and like I wasn't doing enough. you know, I have a business and I wasn't planning events and I wasn't holding things. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm being lazy. And what's wrong with me? And it was, you know, what I figured out after going through the time was we need to honor the time to rest because we do need to rest. We do need to have downtime. We do have to have time, but we don't do things. And I'm a person that does a lot of things and is always very busy. So for me to not have things to do was, it was uncomfortable. And, it, you know, I didn't feel like it was right, but it was exactly what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And when I finally accepted it, settled into it, then the rest was over and I had to go back to doing all the things. But but I now know that it's important. So, I've done things for myself throughout the year. Mary was talking about, I think she was talking about it with you, about self-care, making time for that. So every Sunday, mm-hmm. Sunday is my day. I don't do any work. I don't, you know, I don't see clients. I don't do any, like, online work for my business. Nothing. Sunday's for me. I do whatever I want to do. And relax. You know, make sure that I sleep in, that I, you know, don't get big projects started, that I just mm-hmm. get to rest. And that helps me, because then if I do it a little bit each week, I don't need to take, you know, weeks off. but, you know, all these things that we go through, all these beliefs that we get from our childhood and stuff, you know, they're from what we've seen, right? And it may be because maybe our mother came from a situation where she was scared and she didn't think there was another way to do it. And maybe now even she's, you know, saying, you can't do that. That's not going to work out. You know, she might be being a naysayer, and it's because she's afraid, because she would never do that, right? She was scared to. and, you know, you taking the chance and stepping out and being bold, and you're not wrong because you're being called to do it. So the universe is saying, come on. And if you don't, it will eventually make you in some way. you know, she's just telling you can't because she's scared. You're going to be fine. And you have to trust that and believe that, which is hard. It's hard when everyone around you is saying no. But, you know, tap into yourself again. You know, find that strength within you, because you have enough strength to do it. You want to do it. You're on the precipice of doing it. And what I heard right away was, it's always darkest before the dawn. And so I always come to that quote when I'm like, I think things are falling apart. And I've had moments in my life where I'm like, oh my gosh, like this, we're not going to make it. Everything's terrible. And then you know what? Like, when I'm at the brink of, like, nervous breakdown, here comes that thing that just saves the day. And I'm like, oh, every single time. Yeah. And the reality is that all that time I stressed about it and didn't believe that it was coming, I didn't trust, I was pushing it away. So it had to, like, work twice as hard to get to me. So when it came, of course it felt like it was last minute. But now I'm like, you know what? Everything's going to be fine. Going to work out how it's supposed to. And you know what? It does. It still does. And I don't have any stress. But it comes faster because mm-hmm. I'm not pushing it away. I just say, you know what? I know the universe will bring me what I need. I know that God's going to, you know, that God listens to my prayers and they're coming. So, you know, just believe it and trust it. And you know what? Sometimes it'll be disheartening that everyone around you is saying, no, 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 you can't. And you just have to say, I'm going to show you. And someone's going to believe in you. You'll have one cheerleader out there at least. But by doing this, you're healing your lineage in this shape of, like, your children are going to know. They're going to witness you do this and see how strong and, like, amazing you are. They're going to get to witness that. Your mother, if she's still here, she's going to witness that. You know, even if she's not here, it's still going to feel things that she experienced, and your grandmother and her mother, and, you know, going back. It's amazing what it does when we do these things, breaking outside the norm. Let's see what I've written down. And your normal, it might not look typical, and that's okay. It might not be what everyone else, you know, expects or thinks it should be. It doesn't matter. If it works for you, then that's fine. That's all that matters. It matters that it works for you. And honestly, what I've come to find, there is no normal. There's a cookie cutter idea that people have thrown out there, and a lot of us try to emulate, but the reality is no two things work the same way, right? So we have to do what works for us. And then the last card I got is, my breath connects me to life. So all those times when you're getting over anxious, overwhelmed, feeling down, beaten up, close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and remember that you're all okay, and the universe is taking care of you. It's got your back. You're going to be fine. That will keep you sane. big things are coming for you, beautiful things. It's not going to be super easy, but it's not going to be the hardest thing in the world. Just know that you've got some work, right? And buckle down, and you'll be through it before you know it, really. But it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Everything that's going to come from it is going to be just absolutely amazing. So I hope that helps you a little bit, Jenna.
So much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was
very insightful.
And we would love to hear back from you when things start moving or happen, and you can share with us. So definitely give us a call back. We love updates. And we thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you all. It was honestly just so many things really resonate with me, and I really appreciate the reading. It really was beautiful. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Good
thank
night.
You. Good night.
Thanks
Happy
for
New
calling.
Year.
Happy New
thank
Year.
Happy New
Take
Year.
Care.
Wow. I'm telling you.
Great.
I'm like, we're on fire. I don't know.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm feeling a little heart palpitations after that one.
That's beautiful, right? Because we could think about the beginning of our journey, right? How we felt, too.
Well, and it
right?
is scary at times.
Yeah.
It is scary. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to happen. And, you're like,
trust. Trust and have faith. And that's what the guides keep saying, trust and have faith, and just let go. Yeah. Let go and let God.
Yeah. Especially if no one else is believing in you and you're like, oh, okay, now I have to show them and I've got no support. It can be stressful, but it's going to be amazing. She's got great things ahead of her.
Definitely.
Right. So it looks like we got about 12 minutes. We'll take another caller here.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And I'm just checking to see if we had any other new numbers. I think most of our callers were new or we haven't talked to in a while tonight. All right. Well, I'll go with this one. Do we have a Skype caller on? Area code 111? Maybe?
Okay.
No? Okay. Maybe they're just listening.
No answer? Okay.
We'll try another. Okay. And we hope. Oh. Okay. I'm seeing your message. All right. Here we go. Area code 612. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 612.
Constance, are you there?
Oh. What's going on?
I fell asleep.
Like the last
you may.
Oh.
Well, she came in 15 minutes before the show to get in. She really wanted to get in, and she's been waiting, and I think she just probably got tired of waiting or something.
I'm like a few times we've picked her up, and she's, like, she's, yeah, well, a couple times we're pretty sure she had fallen asleep.
So, yeah.
We're sorry, Constance. All right. Well, we'll take the next one here in the line. Area code 651, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I don't really have a question. I just kind of, well, I guess I do. I was wondering where things are going to go with my psychic readings and that I'm providing for people and the shamanic healing, because I'm trying to get, like, my own business going, and I've been working at it for a very long time. So I was just wondering when
I... You've had it for a long time? You've had it for a long time?
Yeah, the psychic one.
The psychic readings. You've been doing readings for a long time?
Mm-hmm. On and off.
Oh, neat. Oh, wonderful. So, Christiana, it's Jan, and I'm getting a turtle in the water. Let's just see what's going on with that. You've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. This is a time to be more self-reliant and less dependent on others. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibrations and to the collective of human consciousness. And you will feel the sensations in your body, of course. Spend a few hours in solitude, away from people. This is a creative and fertile time for you. You're an old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient and archetypal worlds. You have a strong attachment to your home, always end up returning home, but you move at your own pace, and it's okay to take your time. You don't like to be threatened and will retreat into your shell. And you're not too terribly concerned about what others think in the way of, and so you deal very well with lots of different types of things. You're incredibly compassionate and nurturing with others, willing to listen to their problems. That's part of what a healer does, of course. So I love that. Mm-hmm. I put a turtle up the other day. I love turtles. My mom was really into turtles, big time. She had them all her life, all my life that I knew her, water turtles and land turtles. So anyway, and she was a psychic too, but she didn't like to acknowledge it. So anyway, yeah, as far as that goes, I'm feeling like all you have to do is just put your energy into it a little bit more, Christiana. Like, I feel like you have so many things you can do, you know. You're multiversed, like many of us are. You do a lot of different things, you know what I mean? And so this is something that you just need to put a little more energy into, and you'll reap the benefits. That's really all it is. If you want to concentrate on this a little bit more, that's all you need to do to get your business going more. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like to me. It feels like there's it's a little bit icy right now. I'm seeing snow. I don't know if you're in the snow or if you're around the cold, but I'm getting cold and ice and snow and all that. And it feels a little you're what?
Do you mean like literally or like a metaphor?
Yeah, literally. No, literally. I feel like you could be near the snow right now, or the snow is around you. And Are you in that area of country where it's snowy?
Yeah, it is a little bit, and it's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I can really feel the cold. I'm getting cold. I'm cold right now. But I'm also getting, like, you need to warm up your business. That's all. Put it on a nice little fire and get it warmed up and get it going. That's all, because you're really talented. You have a lot going for you. You just need to get more, you know, get inspired about it if that's what you want to do. I know you're an artist, too. You have that going, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do that really well. I mean, that's something you're really talented in with your artwork. So it's just a matter of, you know, yeah, putting the time into both of these things and other stuff that you do too. And I see you being, I shouldn't go on. We've got two other girls, ladies. I see you successful in both areas, in all of it. And as far as the other part, I do that too. What is it called? Shamanic? I do shamanic stuff, and I don't even know. I didn't even know that it was shamanic until later, and my teacher told me that I was doing shamanic stuff. And so you just put your time into it. If you need to upgrade yourself, take a class to get inspired, to help you, you know, get more inspired and stuff. But I see you successful in all this stuff in the future. In 2024,
yeah.
you're going to be really successful. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people.
Okay, so I'm going to pass you right over to Mary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana. You see, I promised we'd pick you up this week. I know you've been calling for many weeks, but there's been so many new callers, and, you know, we have to take new callers, too. But...
Yeah,
I got two cards for you, and I agree with Jan. I mean, it's going to go really, really well in 2024, and just, you know, just envision it, visualize it, right? This is the time to visualize what it is that you want your business to look like, what it is that you want to bring into your business, whether it's healing. For me, is, you know, I'm bringing sound healing into my healings and more into my, you know, like bringing that newness into it as well. And just, I felt like promoting it too, right? Because I never knew you did healings, readings. So that's something that, you know, maybe you can put it on Facebook that you do readings as well, you know, because I didn't know
that. Yeah, I started to.
I know you were an artist because we talked about artists. Being an artist, because I love painting, you know, so I knew about that aspect of you, and I knew the shamanic coach, shamanic one, healing. So let me read this because, you know, time is running out. So it's, dearest you, are you taking yourself and your problems too seriously? Maybe fear of the future is weighing on you. We would like you to take a little break from all that and start having fun. When you stop fixating on what has been making you heavy-hearted, we get a chance to move some magic in your direction. We just need you to let go a little. Spirit needs some room and gets very inspired by your laughter when you have fun. When was the last time you got really loose, silly, and goofy? Maybe you need to go dance or watch very funny comedy to make you laugh, or call the one friend you know will remind you of how ridiculous and delightfully giddy you can be. You will return refreshed and renewed and ready to once again see the world as less daunting, and you will be ready to receive in perfect timing the bounty that spirit has for you. Don't you just love how much we care about you? And it says in the back, be fearless. And then the next card
that I picked
from the Soul's Journey for you, I love that card for you too. You know, so let go a little bit and have fun. You know, sometimes we're asked to have fun and just really figure out and laugh as well. Laughter is really important. And let spirit do the work, right? Because we're so in our heads and trying to do or trying to get, but spirit is trying to co-create with us. you know, so once we ask for help, just step away and let them do the work for you. And then I got the freedom card for you, and it says, I possess the power and the free will to create my own happiness. And it says, the card says, which they want me to read for you, it says, your soul, hopefully we don't get cut off. If not, I'll text it to you. Your soul is open to receiving new wisdom and insights that will allow it to make the right choices for its own growth. Remember, you are never a victim of other or their circumstances. You have complete control over your own choices. By following your heart and being authentic to yourself, you present the real you to the world. Making decisions based on other people's expectations is not the true path to happiness. You are responsible for creating your own reality. When a soul shifts to a place of honoring itself in its totality, free from judgment, only then will it find its true freedom. Every soul is unique and follows its own path. Don't give in to peer pressure or the urge to fit in. Exactly. Just pave your own way. Do something different. You don't have to do things the way people normally do it. Do it all out of whatever. you are the only one who truly knows the real you, so feel free to march to the beat of your own drum. Exactly. And that's exactly what we're being called to do. Whatever we're being called to do, just do. It's like just follow that soul calling, which we're being called to do in so many ways, like being light workers, being, you know, helping others, creating these beautiful communities within our neighborhoods or even, you know, within online communities, you know. So I'm going to leave you with that before it gets cut off, Christiana, and I hope that really, really helped you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
All right. Hi, Christiana. It's Liz, and I'm going to speed read here so we don't get cut off. I have three cards for you. The first one is, my high vibes heal the world. The second one is, I am grateful for the earth. And the last one is, where there's a will, there's a way. So one thing I wrote down was, a consistent daily practice is a must. When you're doing this work. So commit to yourself and commit to your practice, whatever that is for you. You know, you determine that and you figure it out, and, you know, you have to tweak it here and there. But each day, making some commitment where you tap in to your higher self, that you will get yourself aligned with your intention for the day, all those things, so that you're, you know, so you're ready and go in this. And then make this work your work. So whatever that looks like for you, it, like Mary said, it doesn't have to be the same way everybody else does. You can, you know, twist it and turn it and morph it to whatever you're called to do. she's right. You know, my Reiki practice, every time I see a client, it's a different experience. And it can be the same client multiple times. It's always different because I just let spirit lead me. Sometimes there's sound, sometimes there's not. Sometimes I'm staging them, sometimes I'm using crystals. Whatever I'm drawn to do, I do. So, you know, when you have your daily practice, you're in tune and in touch with all those things that are important to you, and they come in bits and pieces in everything that you do. So just listen to yourself and you know, and your anything you want to make happen, you can happen. It can happen. I'm sorry. you know, so if you know, I know people that do amazing things. They have they do spirit paintings. I have a friend that does spirit paintings. You go and you sit with her, and she paints your spirit on a canvas as she tells you about it, and they're amazing. I'm like, what? And I'd love to get them to see how they change each time. So there's all kinds of things.
Really,
you know,
neat.
She doesn't read with cards necessarily. She does these beautiful paintings while she's just, you know, reading your aura and your personality. But the thing I wanted to say to the card, I am grateful for the earth. You know, shamanism is about connecting with the earth and all of that. Make sure that you're each day giving gratitude, right, to
to our planet and sending love out to and healing out to our planet and our, you know, all those things. So that's important to give back to the earth and nature just as much as we give to other human beings and ourselves. So, you know, even going outside and putting your hand on a tree and saying, I love you, you know, or thank you, you know, that's all part of it. So just make sure you're acknowledging that every day. And I love every one of these cards is like outside. The last two have like flowers on them and stuff. And the first one, my high vibes, is like the planet Earth with this rainbow ring around it. by just stepping into who you are and being that person, your vibration is at its optimal. And so, you know, those high vibes of you being you authentically, they radiate out to everything that you come in contact with. So, it's true. Your high vibes do heal the world. So we need more and more people to do this. and you'll naturally fall into everything that is meant for you. It'll work out. Everything will line right up the way you want it to. So there you have it, Christiana.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome, and thank you for calling. We hope you have a great week. We're going to put you on hold this evening. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
And to all our other callers, thank you for calling in this evening. What a great night. What a way to start the new year. Beautiful reading.
It was beautiful.
A lot of the messages were just the people that were on the line. So there was a lot of good stuff in there.
It was all amazing. And I just want to say, Constance, I'm sorry we missed you. She says that she was there, but we didn't hear her because it didn't show
there
up
no
at
sound.
All. She said that she kept saying, I'm here, but we didn't hear it at all.
Sure.
Bummer. No. I don't know what's happened.
Do you guys want to try and see if we can hear her? I mean, I don't know if it's going to get cut off.
Yeah.
Do you mind,
Liz? Yeah, we can try. All right.
Just make it short and sweet, right?
So.
Because it might get cut off.
Yeah, really short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hi, Constance.
Yes, I'm here.
Yay!
There you are.
Yes.
Okay, listen,
there
I'm not
going
to give you an animal,
oh,
okay?
See,
I'm going to get you right over to Mary. I'm just going to get you right over to Mary, Constance. Here
okay.
we go.
Mary,
oh,
I've got an unplanned surgery on Friday, and it's not one of my first. It's like going into my fourth year of COVID damage, and a little freaked out, and it was Mercury retrograde did go direct, and I want to know, I reached out to get extra help from people, you know, that I knew in my community, and it's been a big flop during retrograde, but I might have chances to tomorrow, but nobody was answering, and, you know, that's the sad part, because I really don't want to go to another surgery. Nobody does. As many surgeries as I've done in the last 4 years. Well, maybe they have, but I don't know about them. I just want to know about me and how upsetting it was to lose your whole beautiful smile and lose more teeth coming out on Friday.
Well,
being a soup diet.
It's Mary, and I have to tell you, Constance, I saw your picture on Facebook, and you are absolutely stunning and beautiful. So stop thinking you are not. Oh my gosh, I saw that picture
and I was like,
"That's
awesome!" I don't have any teeth left.
You had your hair done. It was so beautiful. So I'm gonna read this to you because I don't know if it's gonna cut off because you know how. Our Blog Talk Radio is, and it says, take a moment is the card, and it says, stop. Now is not the time to rush into a decision you're about to make. Before this important decision is made, take a moment to pause and quiet your mind so so that you can ask your soul for guidance before you act or move forward. It says, Spirit has given you this card to advise you to have patience. Trust and know that you'll receive the divine guidance that you truly need. Start by asking your inner guidance, should I proceed with this decision? Then ask yourself, how do I feel about this decision? And finally, if I make this decision, how will I feel about it 3 months from now, 6 months from now, or a year from now? Remember that your inner guidance is part of you, so use all of yourself whenever you feel you need a little assistance or divine guidance. You don't always have to do it alone or relinquish your power to someone else when it comes to making decisions for yourself. Trust and have faith in the wisdom of your soul. It is and always be, will always be your most valuable resource, one that always will be there and waiting for you to ask for guidance to ensure the best outcome for you. So always asking your higher self, you know, we're being asked to tune in, call in our higher self and become one with our higher self because that's our Christ consciousness self. And, you know, we're tapping into that right now. This is the year of, you know, coming to our higher self and our higher power and our God consciousness self. So, and I'm rushing because I don't want it to get cut off and I'm going to move over to Liz. We love you so much, Constance, and, you know, stay positive.
Well, I will. It was just that it's been, that surgery was so unplanned that this happened. And I have to do it. So it's losing more of my beautiful smile and looking like a pumpkin that it was carved out. So you don't see. That's not showing those photographs because that was when Jen and I were dancers together. That was New Year's Eve, a long time ago. Yes, I don't post negative stuff. I don't post about my illnesses. I know it's all COVID-19 related. It's been perfectly obvious from the beginning. And I just want to say, thank you for taking this call with me because I am not looking forward to have more extractions and having less teeth. It'll take about a year or two rebuild them all.
Here's Liz.
Yeah, let me give you your message so we don't get cut off. I have three cards for you, and I have to say, before the show, I said, oh, my gosh, Constance is absolutely stunning. I said,
yeah,
no,
photograph.
You know, who posted that picture? You're beautiful. I didn't know you had red hair either. That is amazing. You don't strike me as a ginger, but you are gorgeous, Constance. If I didn't know, I would not have thought you were ill.
No, just I can't scan open my mouth because then people will see and think I'm wearing a mask here.
The first card I have for you goes right along with Mary's reading because this was the first thing she said to you. It says, my breath connects me to life. So every day that we're breathing, we are still alive, right? But also that breath, it gives us our pause. It gives us our moment to connect with our higher self, to connect with our higher power. And, you know, what am I feeling? Is my gut aligning with what I'm saying out of my mouth? You know, I'm not making decisions from fear or any of those things, or being persuaded by other people to do things. You know, make sure it feels right all over. And then the next card was absolutely beautiful. It says, you are a divine facet of the universe. So you are an essential piece of this whole planet and puzzle that we're in. And what you're going through is a big piece of the puzzle too. Doesn't make sense to any of us, but
no, it's not going to.
There's a reason for it. So something will come out of it, and you know, and we've all seen you dancing again, so we know that's coming too. And then the last card is your mind is an altar to source energy. So you are always connected to God and spirit and everybody that has come before you. You're always connected and you can always take that breath and connect with them and say, what should I do here, guys? Give me a little guidance. And they're going to point you in the right direction. So I hope that helps you, Constance. I thought that was
I reached out to him every morning. I said, please tell me.
I know.
Is this right? You got an infection in your mouth and then I'm going to extract four more teeth Friday. It's hard pill to swallow. But if they don't, the worst outcome, the worst is infection participates, moves on into your bloodstream. So they have to do that. So it's unavoidable, unfortunately. It just happened between the time between Christmas and New Year's. And it is an emergency. And they got me in on the 5th as a favor. Because I'm established.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. So
that was,
we'll be sending you some healing prayers and such, and you'll be fine, Constance. We know you have a tremendous faith. And God is with you.
Yeah, I've been talking to him every day, all night long, putting my heart up to the sky and saying, please, God, be with me. Hold my hand. Hold my hand to this is hard stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's not who you used to be, right? And
I'm never going to be that person again. I have to reinvent.
Well,
after all this is done, and it's another surgery that I wasn't planned, and then a whole year of reconstruction of my beautiful smile. I can take a picture right now just of my face. Without ever opening my mouth, but when I open my mouth, I look like a carved pumpkin with one front tooth.
Well, they're going to get you all taken care of, Constance. Don't worry. It's only temporary.
We're only here for a blink of an eye.
That's right. We're just here for seconds, but in those seconds, we're going to live every ounce of it. You know what I mean? And every molecule of it to the mostest. And they can give you new teeth. They can make those teeth and put them in your mouth.
It'll take a while. I know they will.
Yeah.
I already got that appointment. That was set up 4 months ago.
Good.
But it's going to take about a year to reconstruct all that they have pulled.
Okay.
I didn't expect to have more pulled this week.
I never
anticipated that. That was the biggest bummer and heartbreak of my New Year.
I'm sorry.
Well,
but
let's get it out of the way at the beginning so you have the whole rest of the year for positive things. You're just wrapping up the end of 2023. That's all.
Yeah, and that's enough. It's like she says, Uncle, God, help me, please. Thank you, ladies, you beautiful girls.